Ooh.
It's working.
Yeah.
Hey guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 009.
We promise we know what we're doing.
I know. One of these days we will, for sure. This is going to be an episode about Q2 goals. This is Elsa.
This is Jessica.
And this is Aithu Podcast.
Listen in. All right, Q2 goals. That's quarter two. Second quarter. What is that? April through June?
Yes, because I have to pay taxes again in July.
Oh my, what?
Yeah, quarterly taxes. That's a whole nother episode on getting started.
Like personally attacked for you. I don't know about taxes twice.
They're quarterly.
Oh, yeah. Four times, even worse. I don't know. I just, when I started giving myself all these extracurriculars of podcasting and then another one from work and then, you know, Hey Girl Hey, the happy hour, mm-hmm. It made me start to panic about actual work because I want to make sure that I know when my, like, big holidays are coming up and then, like, I don't want things to come up. And I feel like they kind of did this first quarter. So I need to, like, really crack down and look at them, look at the calendar and sit down, make it happen. So that's kind of my Q2 goal is to goal set.
Oh.
Is that weird? Like,
no.
It's
never too late to start.
Yeah.
Even though it's not January.
How soon do you start planning for stuff?
Well, I mean, as far as the store is concerned,
yeah.
I get new stuff every week, so it's like the weekend. Saturday, Sunday is when I'll plan for the stuff that I'm getting that next coming week.
So that's when you order it?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then it comes in the following Thursday or Friday, just depending on shipping and delays and everything like that.
Weather.
But but it allows me to kind of be more interactive with the needs of the customers.
Yeah.
But it also keeps me, like, way busier than I would be if I only ordered once a month more items.
Yeah.
I haven't really tried that, but I feel like it just...
I feel like that way you add, like, a ton of variety to, like, what people want.
Uh-huh.
It lets you, like, if something sells out, like the pineapple or the jumper, you can re-up it.
It lets me be more flexible.
Yeah.
But as far as planning is concerned, as far as, like, promotions, we'll have them about 6 months out on a calendar. Thank goodness with my interns that have helped me with that. And
what?
I got lucky because last summer I had an intern and she did all my little graphics for each of the promos.
Wow.
So by July, I was done with the promos up until December. Up until the holidays.
That's awesome.
I know, but I don't have her right now, so I have to do it on my own.
Struggle bus. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, just kind of planning out the social media strategy for the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Only on Instagram it took me a few hours over the weekend just to plan some stuff out. And then I'm still having to bug her for photos.
I'm going to get that one to you before we leave today, Jess.
I'm
the worst.
But I think, too, like, I don't think it's ever been diagnosed, but it's just been, like, I'm really easy to, like, get off track. Considering how much I can do, like, I'm, like, not as focused as I could / should be. So I think that's what I need to work on, like, really taking a look at how I want to spend my quarter three, so I have to plan in Q2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
To carry it over.
Yeah. So, like, really carve in, like, these are my design days, these are my photo shoot days, these are when I look at sales tax, these are when I, you know, and just
stick. What was the last thing you said?
Sales tax.
Sales tax?
So every business has to take out sales tax
uh-huh.
before they open. Permits.
Oh.
And so when they do, it shows up and...
Oh.
That's, yeah, I used to be able to I used to be really, really good at, like, pulling those. And,
wow.
I mean, it just got...
I just got an inside look at what you're...
I mean, it's like the non-glamorous process. Part of it. Yeah, for sure. It was just, like, you would go through this giant document and just go through every state or every business that was going to open in the state. I mean, you're talking about, like... car shops and weird little home things and just, like, smoke shops and all that stuff. Like, the whole state's worth. Obviously, I just look at San Antonio part, but even then, just trying to make sense of all of it.
How tedious. But also fun because it's like, of course, you're ahead of the game and you know what's going on.
Yeah, but I haven't done that in a few weeks. Oh. It's just one of those things where now that I have a new boss and he wants me to do certain stuff, like I need to set myself up for the future. I have been using my planner a lot more. Just kind of at the start of the week, sitting it down and like making sure this is when I'm doing this and this is when I'm doing that. I'd like to do that for like a month. But, woof.
I think things change too quickly. Like, of course, there's certain stuff that you can set in stone and you know that you're going to have to do every single week. But to go a month out, I wouldn't be able to do that personally.
Yeah. Well, month is ambitious. Uh-huh. But I think being able to know when the big, like, holidays are coming up. Like, I thankfully scraped together, like, a fiesta section for this week. But, like, Derby's coming up in 2 weeks. And then you have the summer, which is kind of awkward in San Antonio because there's some holiday stuff. I mean,
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Bastille Day.
Oh, yeah. You know that French community really cares. I don't know. It's just, I want to carve out time for activities. I think last year I was really, I always feel like I need to be more well-rounded. Like, I always feel like I'm the senior in high school that needs more extracurriculars. And for a while there, I didn't have any, and it was just work, 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 work. And that can be fun and, like, rewarding, but at the same time, I don't want to be only talking about work. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to talk about the podcast, and I want to be able to talk about the happy hours and that we're hosting. And, you know, I started reading The House on Mango Street. I'd never read it.
We had to read that for high school.
I mean, my dad has been teaching it as part of his curriculum for years.
Oh my gosh.
It's been in my house, and I was just like, meh. And finally, I went to the Pulga with Christina Martinez. And she was like, oh, blah, 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 I'm House on Mango Street. And I was like, I've never read it. And she's like, she started singing Adele to me. She was like, we could have had it. Oh, and I was like, oh, okay. It's like required book reading for friendships. So, yeah. And like, just going on little adventures with her. Like, I hadn't really been to the flea market here in Fervor or ever. And we went and checked out a few of her favorite booths and had pupusas for lunch. Like, I want to be able to do more of that stuff without feeling like I'm falling behind on the stuff that pays the bills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think.
But you also have the freedom to go during the day to do those things too, which is cool.
I mean, and the thing is, when I go to the Pulga, I was there and then we ate, you know, new things. And I was already thinking, like, how do I turn this into work? Uh-huh. Because of a Pulga food roundup sounds kind of delicious.
Yeah, that would be so fun. You're double dipping.
Right. So I think there's ways to have fun and still pepper it in to make work work. Work work. I'm really honest. Work. It's a little pig. I don't know. What about you? What do you?
I feel like lately it's kind of been like go, 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 go. So my quarterly goal is to kind of integrate things besides work into my life. And I want to, I know early in one of the earlier podcasts I said how to learn calligraphy, and I know
Golden Speck.
Yes. So we definitely need to carve out some time to go to one of those classes because I think that would be so useful. Mm-hmm. And then I would probably be able to use it somehow in the store, I'm sure, for like a display or one of the signage. But you know, just for fun and just for me time, and try to focus on other things besides the boutique, which I love. It's just like I need to learn how to get my own identity back as well.
I think too, when I left the Express News and my I was so tied to that job, leaving it was so strange, and like it was like leaving a relationship, and I don't want to do that again, you know. Like, I want to be multi-hyphenate,
yeah,
triple threat kind of situation.
The Beyonce of journalism.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
The J-Lo of journalism. There you go.
I don't know what that would look like in practice. But, I mean, the other thing that I really need to get on the books, and it hasn't been something that, I mean, it's been something that's been, no pun intended, weighing on me. But, I mean, within the last year because, you know, TJ's a great cook and we just love cuddling and, like, watching all of our favorite Netflix shows. Like, I packed on another 15, 20 pounds. We talked about this again early on. And I love our relationship, but I also liked being able to not use my inhaler as often. Like, all of a sudden I'm having to use it and it's just like, oh, no, I need to get back on some sort of fitness, if only for my stress. Like, yeah. If I'm going to want to do all these activities, I need to be able to, like, release that, like, stress energy that's
coming up. Go to kickboxing class.
No, I think I need to go back to, like, my yoga roots.
Yoga?
Like, when I was straight out of college or maybe still in it, I did take up yoga for 30 days. Ooh. Just, like, namaste, like, by myself.
A 30-day challenge?
Yeah, and it wasn't even, like, planned out. It was something, like, I put on the DVD every night for 30 minutes, and it was great, and I did it, and sometimes it was like, oh, fine, I guess I'll do it, but I did, and that was, like, the stretchiest I've been ever. Yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know, it's just one of those things where I'm not trying to be a size 2, and we'll get to that in another episode, but I don't want to be tired at 10:30. Like, I still want to be able to, like, have energy, and lately, if we go out during the day, it's over. I'm in bed by 9:30, but, like, you're talking to me. I used to be able to stay out till 2-3 in the morning. Like, no big deal.
I know I was there.
I know you were. And, like, I wasn't exhausted as much, or just, like, I feel like being able to shave off, like, 20 pounds would help put me in a better spot. Yeah.
We could do it.
I think so.
And then also, well, mine kind of coincides to that because I wanted to go to more dance classes. Julian and I went to the one that one time, the Hip Hop Grooves. So I just need to make it work with my schedule is the problem, because the classes are either at 6 or 6:30 and I'm at the store till 7. So yeah. If I'm going to go, I have to get coverage for the store. And it's just like one more thing. But I also saw this thing on Facebook where they put little dance classes like that on uh-huh. Facebook. And I figured, oh, well, if I hook it up to my Apple TV, it's like, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'll put on a little disco ball and feel like I'm there. I'll turn off the lights and feel like I'm at the studio.
Well, I mean, if it's something that you really want to take up, then it's like asking Jen, like, can you be here every Tuesday? And just, like, this is your you time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's unmovable. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I need to start doing for sure. Because we can't help other people and empower and tell other stories if I'm, like, dragging. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know.
This is true.
Yeah. So those are the Q2s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also 20 pounds.
It's si se puede. And I'm going to try to compartmentalize work and non-work so I have boundaries. Because I was telling Jess earlier that I got this message from a customer at like 12:30 last night. And I almost picked up my phone to answer. And I had to stop. I had to actively stop myself and be like, you know what? You don't need to answer right now. You can answer it in the morning.
Yeah.
Or like answering phone calls on the day where I'm supposed to be off. I need to learn to maybe just...
Because how often have you picked up the phone and has it been something that, like, oof, had I not gotten this, we would have been screwed?
Not often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure we're not doctors, we're not artists at all.
It could be a fashion emergency, Jessica.
It's probably just going to be me, and I just need to learn not to message you about work. No. But you know what I mean? Like, we're not saving lives.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to really be affected if we don't pick up the phone. But yeah, those are good goals.
I think they're reachable goals.
Yeah.
What are y'all's goals for
Tell us
Q2?
What you got going on this summer?
Q2? Ooh, ooh! All right. We're back with the fashion fix of the week. Since we're in spring, I thought it would be fun to kind of talk about spring cleaning tips of your closet. Just because, you know, if you have some extra time and you don't want your piles of denim to take over your closet like mine do, here's a couple tips that you can use. So the first one would be, however you have your hangers hanging in your closet, take the hangers, turn your clothing around and hang it the opposite direction and take it that way. Like if you have them, if you have the hangers facing away from you, have the hangers facing towards you. So that way when you get your favorite top, your favorite anorak, and you put it back the right way that you're used to, you can see what you've used and what you haven't used in a certain amount of time. So say 3 months have passed and you haven't used that turquoise blazer that you had from 5 years ago, maybe it's time to get rid of it. Second, if you buy something and haven't worn it by day 7, it's probably at risk to stay unworn in your closet. Because in general, when you go shopping, you're supposed to get stuff that you absolutely love and you want to use, unless you're getting an outfit for like a gala or something, or something that you're planning in the future for, like your cousin's getting married and at the beach this summer, then of course you're gonna plan for that. That's very specific. I don't have a cousin getting married at the beach, but that's an example. If you don't use it within the first 7 days, you probably want to rethink it, because you're obviously not that in love with it if you haven't like taken it home and been like, I need to wear this.
I got a shirt from Old Navy that's chambray, and it has these weird bell sleeves, and they start kind of like at the regular sleeve level, uh-huh. And it's got some embroidery thing, and it just boxes me out so completely, and it's a little longer than usual too.
Maybe you can use it with leggings.
Not that long.
Oh, it's not long.
Yeah, so it's just like an awkward length and awkward all over, and TJ looked at me funny when I wore it, so it's still hung up.
You need a dress for yourself.
I know, definitely dress, but it was just kind of like, I don't know if I loved it. I should have tried it on, and that was my bad. But
oh, you didn't try it on.
I'm that girl.
Shocker!
I don't try on anything.
Well, maybe you have an opportunity to do an exchange or something.
There's no time. I think it was like a final.
Oh, got it. You can make it work. Send me a picture.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's a little tip. The third one I was going to give is to look through any questionable items that you have in your closet. If you haven't worn it in, say, like 3 months, but you still think you're in love with it, try to think of 3 different outfits that you could wear it with. And that way, not only does it take care of future outfit planning, it kind of puts you in the mood to use it and put it in the rotation once again. And then after that, if you can't think of 3 ways to wear it, then it's probably time to
let it go.
Yeah. Let it go. Let it go.
Elsa is singing Let It Go, guys.
It's the one and only time. Anyways, happy spring cleaning.
So we're back with Muy Muy Moments of the Week. And I wanted to give a special shout out to someone who I don't know, but I would love to meet one day. And her name is Amino Toso from Call Your Girlfriend, who kind of low-key inspired this podcast. I started listening to them right before she had a hysterectomy because of her endometrial cancer diagnosis. And I was immediately hooked. I mean, they were talking about politics. They were talking about self-care and, like, art and activism. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And so if you follow her on Instagram, I believe is at Amina Tou, AminaTou. First of all, her stories are absolute fire. And second of all, she uses a platform to call out... They aren't aggressions, they're regular aggressions. And most recently, it was over a book author that didn't vet her quotes and didn't ask to be quote if she could quote her. And this book is getting a ton of press. And I don't really even want to mention the book because it's like, no, she should have done her homework. And especially when you're in writing and in publishing, you do your homework before you go to press.
You would know more than anybody.
Right. So if you want to follow someone who has worked for Google and, like, I think she was part of the HRC campaign, definitely hit her, like, follow her on Instagram. She also posted recently about if you want to be a feminist, you have to read books. So that's kind of my mission for Q2, like, I need to read more, period, but reading more feminist literature is... I'm just going to be real woke.
I love it.
Yeah. I started with The House on Mango Street, so Hopefully I can finish that within the next few days here. I mean, we're traveling, so hopefully that will happen. But yeah, what do you have?
Side note, can you read in the car?
I'm going to be driving, I think.
Oh, okay. Because I cannot read in the car. I get carsick.
I started getting carsick when I was on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty motion sick averse. So, yeah, we'll see.
Well, my muy moment of the week is going to go to Sarah Blakely. She is the founder of Spanx. And I don't know if it's been a year yet that she's been on Instagram, but the reason I love to follow her is because you kind of see the good, the bad, and the ugly of her life. She is obviously an entrepreneur because she founded Spanx, which everybody knows of. She's a mother to 4 children, and I think she lives in Atlanta. Her and her husband live in Atlanta. And she doesn't only highlight like the good stuff that's going on in her life. She'll tell backstories of how hard it was to found her own empire, pretty much, and how she became a multi-hyphenate, like Jess is saying. And she also has an affinity for coffee mugs, so she'll take pictures with her coffee mugs at least a couple of times a week. So like some of them say, you did not wake up today to be mediocre. The other one says, I can, I will, end of story. And then you just get kind of snaps of her everyday life. Like the other day they were dancing around the kitchen, getting the kids' lunches together in the morning, which is really cool because then you know she's going to go to some major multi-million dollar meeting afterwards and just own it. There was one time when she I don't know if it was on her stories or her page, but it was like trying to balance everything at once. And then there was some national call. What is it called when you have like everybody on the phone?
Conference call.
Oh my God.
It's late, guys.
It is late. There was some kind of national conference call and had gotten pushed back like 3 times, but she was driving to her husband's family, her in-law's house and somewhere, and all she had to write the number down. She didn't have any pens. All she had was eyeliner, and so she wrote it on her leg, the number to the conference call, and it was just a funny image, and then she gave the backstory, and it's like, not always glamorous, and this is what it is.
Yeah. And those numbers are really long.
They are. So it legit went from her thigh to her knee.
Yeah, because it's like a area code and then a passcode and then the entry code. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So her Instagram is Sarah Blakely, but it's just inspirational to follow her because she juggles it all pretty well.
Awesome. So we're changing up the format a little bit for today's episode, episode 10. Can you believe we made it this far?
Episode 9, it's 9.
Okay. We record 2 at a time, guys. It happens. But this is 9. So Elsa, do you want to tell us?
Yeah, since we were talking about like setting goals and crushing it and getting our lives together, I thought that it would be fun for us to take a little, you know, remember those quizzes that you used to have in like 17 Magazine and Cosmo Magazine? Well, we're going to take one, and it is called Find Your Girl Power Anthem. So in order to reach our goal, we're going to see what we got. So the first one on this Find Your Girl Power Anthem, the first question is going to be, when you were little, what did you want to be? What did you want to be when you grew up? A, a fashion designer. B, an Olympic athlete. C, president of the United States. D, a pop star.
Yes. Of all these, I'm going to go with president for this one.
I'm going to put fashion designer.
Okay, so you're running for student council president, and on top of giving a killer speech, you also want to look your best at the school assembly. What is your platform? No, what Manny color gives you confidence? Okay, fair. Red, it makes me feel powerful. Gold, the bold color reminds me that I'm in it to win it. Pink, my favorite color, helps channel my girl power. Purple, it's fun and fierce just like me. I like red.
I'm gonna bet gold.
In it to win it.
Yeah. 3, which of these fictional characters totally inspires you? First, Katniss Everdeen. Oh, God. She's brave no matter how hard or scary things get. 2, Triss Prior from Divergent. I admire her incredible loyalty. 3, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, go for it.
Clary Frey from Mortal Instruments. Not even a demon can stop her from reaching her goals. For Hermione Granger, her smarts and cleverness got Harry and Ron through everything.
Hermione.
I was going to say that, too. Mind you, I've never seen Harry Potter. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I just got chilled. let's see. You're walking down the hallway when you see your ex heading your way.
Oh, no.
How do you handle
it? All over again.
How do you handle it? Handle it. I'm already over it. Smile and don't even break a sweat because he's the one missing out on my amazingness. Keep my head high and remember there's no boy's opinion, that no boy's opinion will ever be as important as my own. Just walk on by. Why let the past hold me back from my incredible future?
You go, girl. Which, okay, I'm going to put B.
Yeah.
Okay. Your best friend is feeling low. How do you cheer her up? 1, hit up the mall for some shopping. New outfit means instant new attitude. 2, karaoke. It's impossible not to crack up while trying to sing The Fox. 3, crank up best song ever and start an impromptu dance party. Learning the moves will definitely make her take her mind off things. 4, or D, plan a girls' night. Chicks, flicks, junk food, and your BFFs can pretty much cure anything.
We can't read.
I cannot read tonight. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with 4.
Me too. Yeah.
What outfit do you feel most confident in? My collarless shirt from Fred Siegel, obviously. No. A flirty dress and my favorite heels. Leather skinnies and a peplum top. That seems kind of a throwback outfit. Boyfriend jeans and a cute tee. A cute skater dress and high tops. What's a skater dress?
It's like a fit and flare.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with 4.
Yeah.
You sound like you're making a really hard decision on this one.
Well, the leather skinnies is a no. And a flirty dress because the heels, no thank you. But boyfriend jeans don't seem like something I would wear. So I think it's skater dress, yeah. All
right. You're on the prom committee. How do you fundraise for the dance? A, battle of the bands. Seeing your friends rock out on stage would be so much fun. B, a 5K race. It's a great way to be active with your family and friends. Oh. C, a school carnival. You'd raise so much money by convincing the principal to volunteer for the dunk tank. Four, D, a bake sale. You'd put your and your besties' baking skills to good work. I'm going to say B because it sounds like fun.
I'm going to go with bake sale.
What did you get?
What did you get?
I got Roar by Katy Perry.
Ew.
What did you get?
Run the Girl. Run the World by Beyonce.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's on most of my like confidence playlists.
You see?
Like, I'm feeling low. I need to listen to this on repeat.
There you go.
Oh, man. Do you remember that HBO doc when she did the whole thing of like, how she pulled that off?
No.
The girls' performance, like, yes, when she was pregnant,
yes,
with Blue?
Yes.
And she brought in those twins to, like, teach her how to dance that one specific routine.
Uh-huh. How intense.
She's just iconic.
Message us y'all's girl anthems, girl power anthems.
Oh, like, okay, yes. Send them over. Tell us what your go-to playlist is. Well, that was our episode 009. Nailed it the one time.
That's all it takes.
So, yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you set some really great Q2 goals. I don't know. Also, what you got?
And find an anthem to accomplish.
Find
those,
an anthem.
Uh-huh, to accomplish those goals.
Take really cheesy 17 quizzes.
You need to break sometimes. This is my self-care.
No, I loved it. It was hilarious. So yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Aytu Podcast, and that's at AYTU Podcast.
And follow us on Anchor, Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, and now SoundCloud. As always, Own your iThew moment. We're going to get this right one day, but until then, just keep on listening.
Yeah, rate us and review, not based on this outro, just in general. Give us 5 stars.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.